Before we begin, Simran and I want to acknowledge that we're recording this on the land of the Wurundjeri Woiwurrung people. We also want to acknowledge that we met and grew up together on the land of the Yugambeh people, and we'd like to acknowledge and pay our respects to Wurundjeri and Yugambeh elders past and present, and extend that respect to First Nations listeners.
Always was, always will be Aboriginal land. Welcome back to Broadly Relevant.
My name's Ryan.
And I'm Simran.
And this is the podcast for burnt out girlies trying to stay broadly relevant.
How you going, Ryan Hamilton?
Oh, I'm pretty good. Had a day to rest in bed and rot all day, so I'm feeling good.
Wow, that's the dream, isn't it?
Hey, what's the song that you've been listening to nonstop for the past 72 hours?
Obviously, it's off of Cowboy Carter.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah, and it is actually just the very first song, American Requiem. I don't know, it takes me on a journey, you know? That's my song. What are you listening to?
Good Luck, Babe by Chapel Roan. It's just a nonstop.
No, literally, Ryan played, like, showed me that song and then continued to play just that song in our prep for this episode. So I'm a big fan now. Broadly News.
Hey, so do you remember how we talked about Mona recently?
I sure do.
Well, guess what? So they were in the New South Wales courts, and guess what the court ruled? That men should be allowed to view the art in the women's only gallery.
Ew, can't women have anything, so honestly?
So you know what Mona's doing?
Yeah, tell me.
They're going to the Supreme Court.
Hey!
Which I think will be really interesting. But also, I'm like, how ridiculous? What, they're just going to let men in there? No, obviously they're just going to shut down. Be so for real.
No, that's so fair. As they should, honestly. Moral of the story, men ruin everything.
Profoundly. Here's some other tea. You know the Pope, that guy, the old guy?
Oh, yeah. He wears white.
Does he?
After Labor Day. Crazy.
And he is, so he's transphobic.
No.
Yeah, he came out, he like sent a little like, you know, text message to all his fans. Not actually.
I got a text.
Yeah. And he was like reaffirming that like, yes, we should support the gays. The gays do deserve rights. But anything in support of trans people, that is mutilation and horrible things. And I'm just like, Diva, check yourself.
No, totally. That's so sad because he was supposed to be like the progressive pope, I guess. You know?
I know. But that's enough news for me. Simran, do you have any news?
Yes, I do. Okay, so the New York City cops are to pay $17.5 million after police forced women to remove hijabs for mugshots. They're getting the money back.
That's fucked.
Yeah, no, it's actually really fucked what happened.
Isn't it fucked how, like, we all watched Brooklyn Nine-Nine and we were like, we love Brooklyn Nine-Nine. It's such a great TV show. That's copaganda.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's ACAB. Like, and then, you know, you say, like, oh my God, the NYPD. And I'm like, oh, Andy Samberg. No.
No, totally.
No.
I think they got that, though. In, like, the last season, they were like, no, cops are bad.
Yeah, I don't think I watched it.
Yeah. Because, like, Rosa left the NYPD because she was like, we suck.
Yeah, and then she didn't canto.
Yeah. No, totally.
But yeah, any more tea on this?
Okay, so yeah, so basically thousands of people are now expected to receive compensation payments of up to $13,000 in a settlement that was like reached in a class action lawsuit, which is great, but it is insane to be like forcing someone to remove like their religious like clothing for a mugshot, you know? And like one of the women was like saying that she had to do it in front of like a number of different like male officers and then a number of different like male inmates as well all around her because they were like in the police station. And I was like, what a terrifying experience that must be for her. And I think it's just like, it's very annoying because the misconceptions when it comes to hijabis is like outrageous. It's outrageous because it's not the assumption that people are being submissed like when or like being forced into like wearing hijabs is like very offensive. Not to say that it doesn't happen, right? Because culturally, like, we don't know what happens like with every single person in the world, but I think really? To make the no, totally, but literally in the Quran it says like let there be no compulsion in religion, right? Like it's not about forcing somebody in the religion. And I have friends who are hijabis and they very much like put a lot of thought in their decision to wear the hijab and like to be so proud of their faith. And it's more about like, it's kind of like an outer manifestation of the inner commitment they have to worship God, right? And it's kind of, it's more like about their identity rather than the religion itself, if that makes sense, you know? Because like you are so proud to be Muslim and you're like showing that to the world, which is a very scary and brave thing to do. And in the similar vein of like Sikhs who wear turbans. So like Sikhs were told by Guru Gobind Singh that they needed to step up because they were like the warrior class. Mm. And so whenever you went to a Sikh, like that would be the person to go to for help if you're in a bad situation.
And it's true. I do go to Simran.
Constantly. All the time. And it's like very, but people are like, oh, like shy about it. But it was like, actually, you should be wearing the turban so people know who you are. Like they can like seek you out easier. And so like that's kind of where it started from. So again, it's about identity and like not all about religion. And to strip someone of their identity is insane for me. And I say this because I was talking to a friend and they are queer and they don't agree with me on like respecting women wearing hijabs because they think it's restrictive.
Wait. Now let's talk about that.
Yeah, and I think that's insane to me. I was like, but it's like obviously being
but
a queer
can
person.
Do what they want to do.
No, literally.
Wait, so what's their argument?
That they're being like forced into it basically and
fuck
that
them.
It's not like a part of their faith and like that it's like a again, they're just like assuming everything about like their identity.
That's fucked.
Yeah, no, it's really fucked.
That's like majorly fucked.
Yeah.
Like, and also like who are you to have an opinion?
Yeah, exactly. And yeah. Identity politics is a really big part of being queer, I feel.
Can I be so for real?
Yeah.
I don't know what identity politics are.
Neither do I. Kind of just like it sounded good.
Because I feel like the only time like I hear people say that are when it's like, you know, people on the right and they're like, oh my God, everyone likes identity politics. I'm like, what do you mean?
I think it's more imparted on you. Like it's not so much like as a queer person, you're not like,
oh, it's a way of reading people.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's like when I reduce you down to your like base elements.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
So true.
Do you do that on the regular, do you?
Famously.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm like, shit, I need help. That's a callback.
Who are the Sikhs that I know? No one's wearing a turban. Totally. But yeah, no, I was very upset to hear that. And talking to like other Muslim friends about it, they're obviously like happy that justice was served in this situation. But, you know, it's just like one of many. And I wouldn't be surprised to like see other instances where this has happened not only in America, but like all over the world, like even through the airport, you know?
Especially France. France has some fucked up laws regarding this.
Yeah, absolutely. And during Ramadan. Ramadan just finished, but like, come on. Broadly culture.
So I saw this video the other day of like a guy from the olden times, like 1970 or something.
Wow. They had video back then?
I know.
Crazy.
And so they had TikTok back then. And it was like an eclipse, like the last major eclipse.
Oh.
And I think it was ABC News or something. But they were basically like, the next eclipse is happening in April 2024. And we hope that that eclipse happens on a world filled with joy and peace.
Ooh, I hate to break it to you.
Damn. It did not.
No. Did you feel joyful, though? Maybe there's one person.
I don't know if you're meant to feel joy when an eclipse happens because, look, I've never been in one, but I was watching a video of it, and I'm like, that's a little scary.
Yeah, that is a little scary. It's a bit apocalyptic. Yeah, which is kind of fun, though, no? And, like, apocalyptic movies bring joy to people. Speaking of the moon, though, Mercury is definitely in Gatorade or retrograde.
Hey, do you want a fun fact about Gatorade?
Yeah, go on.
So Gatorade was invented by, like, the University of Florida.
Yeah.
By their sports scientists for, like, their sports people.
Totally.
To whatever.
So sciencey.
I know. But here's the tea, right? They kept it. And so Gatorade is like this like multi like international brand owned by the University of Florida. And all the profits from it just support sports at the University of Florida.
That is so random. Wow.
But like, what a business model.
No, that's great, actually. Yeah. Okay, so back to Mercury in retrograde. Yeah. It's happening right now. It's from like April the 1st to the 24th. So it's a long time. It's basically all of April that we're fucked. And usually we can expect an array of mishaps to occur, like miscommunications or misunderstanding. So I'm very scared. Maybe this is the last episode of Broadly Relevant that you'll ever listen to, and we'll fall out and we'll never speak to
Don't
each other again. No. Oh my God, yeah, you're right. Oh my God, that was so scary.
Excuse me?
No, you're so right. I was just joking, universe. This is all a joke. I'm pranking you right now. Prank, I'm prank patrolling the universe. But I actually don't know what Mercury in retrograde is, so I thought I'd look it up. But basically, it's an optical illusion.
What?
Yeah, it's just basically Mercury appears to move backwards from our view here on Earth.
That's so cool.
Yeah. So it's just...
Co-star never
It's actually
me that.
Fake. So it's actually fake. Like, yeah.
Oh, and is that why, like, when it's retrograde, everyone's, like, sketchy?
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Everyone's fake doing Mercury in retrograde.
Everyone's fake.
Everyone's fake. Marl, gotcha. Sorry, everyone's fake. Don't trust anybody this month.
Did you learn that on TikTok?
No, but you want the segue, so sure. Why not? Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure it's on TikTok. Yeah.
Well, you know who else is on TikTok now?
Yes, tell me.
The new German chancellor.
Great. Wow. Yeah. I can't wait.
I forget his name, but it's not Angela Merkel, who miss her every day.
Uh-huh.
Some guy. But basically, he's on TikTok. And like, what a trend. You know, Biden got on TikTok the other week. Now it's Angela Merkel's successor. You know, everyone's on TikTok.
No, totally. And I famously wrote an article about how TikTok helps people in elections. And how
what
politicians are using. The takeaway is that TikTok helps people in elections.
Oh,
but there's like a right and a wrong way to do it. You know, like you do want to be interacting with people online in a more authentic way, as opposed to like blocking people's comments,
yes.
You know, which a lot of politicians make the mistake of, including Scott Morrison, who famously did it and just like ruined everything. I'm reading here that Billie Eilish has a latest album. Tell me more.
Yeah, so there's no singles, but she announced a new album. How exciting.
That is tea.
No, but okay.
Any
here's
news?
Here's the tea.
Yeah.
No news. Here's the tea. She came out and she was like, it's designed to be listened to altogether.
Full stop.
And then there was like an article which was like, yeah, so it's her new take on albums. And then I saw like a thread on Threads, which was just like, that's what an album, you're meant to listen to an album together.
That's amazing. I love the new generation just reinventing music. Jojo Siwa reinventing gay pop. Honestly, icons, they all are.
But here's the tea. I didn't know this. Apparently, Billie Eilish is like massive eco-warrior vibes.
Oh.
And so like everything in the new drop is going to be like zero emissions.
Wow.
Which actually a slay.
That is a big slay.
Because, you know, I can think of one female pop star who was not anti-emissions.
You know what? It's funny you bring her up because she connects to my next point in culture.
And before we link to that,
fucking
can we
hell.
Share a surprising thing about Taylor Swift?
Yeah, tell me.
She might be pro-Palestine, you guys.
Oh my God, yeah, true. We discovered this last week and it kind of shook us.
This is breaking news from December last year, but Taylor Swift might be pro-Palestine.
Whoa!
No, I'm so for real. So Rami Youssef hosted a charity party last year with like a bunch of like, I don't know, musicians, and they're fundraising for Gaza. And guess who was in attendance?
Who?
Taylor motherfucking Swift.
Wow.
I know. She obviously didn't publicize it because, like, she's not good enough. But she was there. And so...
That's interesting. She loves an Easter egg, doesn't she? Every part of her life.
I think she might be a little pro-Palestine.
Wow, that's so exciting.
Yeah. Not enough for me to, like... Not
give her the credit.
Is toothless.
But. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, totally. Speaking of Taylor Swift.
I am speaking about her.
And basically Coachella is this weekend.
Is she there?
No.
Oh.
But Lana Del Rey is there.
Oh.
And my prediction for Coachella is that Taylor Swift is going to come out during one of Lana Del Rey's songs because Taylor is infamous
Snow
for
on the beach.
Yeah. Taylor Swift is infamous for taking Lana's steam away from her.
We all watched the Grammys.
We all watched the Grammys, okay? And I think it's going to happen because I think it'll be associated with Tortured Poets
Department.
Department.
Is Lana on that, though?
No, but I feel like... I don't know, actually.
I don't think she is.
I didn't fact check that.
Yeah.
Not a fact checking podcast.
Yeah. Look, that's a great prediction. I believe it.
Thank you so much. I also think Gladiator vibes will be back for Coachella. I have no further thoughts on that. And it was not my original idea. It was from Alicia Marie. But
what's a Gladiator vibe?
Like Gladiator sandals, I think, are going to be back because Merks. 2016 is back, and like the 2010s are back, and that's when Gladiator sandals really took off. And so I think we're going to be seeing a lot of tans, a lot of striped tans all along people's calves. That's it.
Do you know my Coachella prediction?
Yeah, okay.
I think hundreds of thousands of people will have a really great weekend.
Boring. Where's the tea? Where's the spice? Where's the drama? Where's the murder? What? Who said that? Yeah.
Broadly Deep.
Who's excited for Broadly Deep today? Because
our topic is Reddit.
Sorry, we were lazy this week. But it is a rite of passage for two annoying podcasters to go on Reddit and give dating advice, especially from two single people who have only ever been in a relationship that has lasted a year.
No, because actually I severely believe that I give the best dating advice. And it's because...
I'm sure you do.
It's because I don't think romance is any different from friendship.
Totally.
And I'm good at friendship.
Okay.
Let the people believe.
Let the people believe. Say it louder for the people in the back.
So we've lined up four different Reddit advice headlines, and we're going to give advice to these poor, afflicted souls.
Yeah. We're doing our part, you know? And we're so brave and so selfless to do so.
We're like Mother Teresa and Mary.
Yeah.
Rolled into one.
Terry.
Mother Terry.
Mother Terry. Totally. So the first question is, my 22 male boyfriend broke up with me, 18 female, because I didn't want to have a threesome with his 38 male friend. What do I do now? Run?
Move on?
Literally run. That's insane. Also, why does your 22-year-old male boyfriend have a 38 male friend?
Who wants to fuck you?
Yeah, that is so bizarre.
That's cancelable.
That is cancelable. Look, he's cancelled.
I mean, I think my advice for this caller is really...
For this caller?
You've been broken up with? Good for you.
No, good for you.
Good for you.
Honestly. And like, breakups are so... they are a gift, I would say. You know, I always say you either, like, when you need, like, when you're in a slump, you either need to be broken up with or move to a different place. And there's no in between.
So true, so true.
Yeah, and there's no other way you can heal. So
I think really what this caller needs is like 5 years of therapy, and they're going to have a killer comedy set.
Totally. Yeah, the character development is going to be wild.
No, so true.
And
so
she's going to be so funny.
True.
I'm so excited for her.
Yeah, like, I guess. A couple years of singleness as well would be good for the soul.
Sure. Yeah. But don't do what we did. And stay single forever. Anyways, who's next?
Two people, one 24F, one 21M, and they're friends, right? Like platonic heterosexual friends, right? Like, you know, they exist.
The worst kind, yeah.
But essentially, here's the tea, right? So 24F borrowed 21M's car to do some drive or something.
Yeah.
And accidentally left her lip gloss in the car.
Sure. What type of lip gloss was it?
I'm not getting any specific lip gloss brands.
Totally. Keep going.
But so basically, 21M started a serious relationship with a new girl, 18F, which...
Yikes.
Weird. But basically the tea is the lip gloss was left in the car. 18F discovered the lip gloss and accused 21M of cheating, etc., yada, 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 boom, boom, ka, ka. And then 21M accused 24F for trying to sabotage his relationship and ended their relationship, their friendship. How do we feel? What's the advice?
Ooh, not great.
What's the advice for the 24F?
Leave that man also. Why do men suck?
And also, why is he starting a serious relationship with an 18F?
No, totally. And that's the real issue here. And therefore, you should be leaving that friendship anyway.
100%.
Do not support your friend's wrongs, okay?
Leave more lip gloss, perhaps.
Yeah. Whole truck of lip gloss in his car. Open the lip gloss packet, make sure it's like cheap, make it, it's like not Fenty lip gloss, and then just like pour it all over his car.
Here's my hot take.
With glitter in it.
When people ask for advice and they're like, oh my God, this person like left me, doesn't want me, etc., yada, yada. My advice is always, okay.
Good.
Yeah. I'm like, if someone has told you they don't want you around, don't fight.
Yeah. If people tell you who they are, listen to them.
Listen.
Yeah.
Run away. Off you go. Find the next one. You know?
Yes. Exactly. Yeah. Again, character development, incredible stuff.
Like, I'm not a fighter. I'm a walking away.
You're a flighter? Yeah.
Like, you know, and I just think it's, you know, no. Go look for the joy, not for the fight.
No, totally.
Yeah.
I do have to say, though, I think one of my life goals, like something that's on my bucket list, though, is to get into a fight with someone at a bar. Also,
like
another
a punch up, or like, are we yelling?
Like more like cat claw energy. Like I do want like a little bit of yelling.
What's going to start it? Like,
and I would also like to throw a drink into someone's face. That's on my like life bucket list.
I do want to do that too.
Yeah, that's
can I
like
do that
my
at your
dream.
Wedding?
Like maybe one of my pre-wedding events.
Like your face or like
no.
What if I do something at your wedding and you can throw a drink in my face?
Well, I'd love that. Also, my palm reader said I'll have two weddings. So
in the second one I can throw a drink in your face?
I think in the first one you can do that. In the second one, don't do anything. I'll be throwing a drink in your face.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And it'll be like the saga. And that'll be content for the for the podcast.
Can we check on it?
All right, let's do that. Totally. Yeah, that was my whole thing. Speaking of shitheads, the next piece of advice that people are looking for. So girlfriend 24 female said it was suspicious that I, 26 male, refused to have my location tracked. And this is a point of contention in our friendship, I would say. Because that's insane. I'm sorry.
So is he accusing her that it's suspicious that she wants to track him?
No. Yes. She is suspicious of the fact that he won't allow her to track him.
Does he think it's suspicious that she wants to track him?
Yes. Yes.
And she also thinks it's suspicious. Everyone's got their suspicions. Okay, so everyone is suspicious of everyone.
Yes, absolutely. Which gotcha. Is like maybe the best thing to be in a relationship, yeah. You know?
I mean, look, I mean, if I was 24F... Yeah, I'd break up with him. I want to know where he is.
And I'm on 26M side because I don't want to know that. I think that's insane. No, it's not insane. Sorry, that's not fair. Because men are untrustworthy. Like, straight men are untrustworthy. Hundo. So I totally understand, like, where she's coming from.
I mean, the amount of married straight men I've slept with.
Totally. But freaks me out. Yeah. But I'm also not surprised.
Someone should have kept their location tracking on.
Yeah. But, like, what's that going to do, you know? Do you think that people, like, go out and, like...
Like, I don't think she's, like, trying to, like, catch him in anything. I think she just wants to see where her friends are.
No, totally. I think it depends. If she only has his, like, only wants his location, yeah. Then that's bad. If she has, like, everybody's location, then it's, like, not as bad. But recently there was a reality TV show called Vanderpump Rules, and a girl on that show, Sheena Shea, has the location of, like, 57 of her friends, basically. And she basically saw that one of her friends slept with another one of her friends who... And, like, with one of her ex-husband's best friends, basically, through Find My Friends.
That's brilliant.
Yeah. I don't know if that. I explained that very well, but...
Yeah, look, I think my question is, like, you know, what sort of problems does he have? Like, why is he, like, not comfortable being open with his friends? You know, what is he hiding? Like, I'm suspicious of him.
Would you give, like, your partner full access to your phone, do you think?
No.
Like a passcode even?
Probably.
Because like changing music and things like that.
I mean, all my friends know my passcode anyways.
Yeah.
But I think I'd be weirded out if someone like went through my phone.
No, totally. Know? And that is so married at first sight of them to do that. That's like one of the challenges to go through each other's phones. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
To see if anybody's being nefarious.
That's
yeah.
Although
I love
I'm
that
saying
show.
That, I would love to go through someone's phone and just discover things about them.
No, absolutely. The thing
I
is,
love sleeping.
I'm crazy.
Yeah. Same.
In a relationship. I really am. I am toxic and like.
Climb
sorry.
It, climb
and at least I'm aware, you
be
know?
So proud. Be proud. No. Be proud.
I am toxic. toxic in a relationship, maybe, and I think that's why I haven't been in one in a while.
Taking a break, healing myself.
Finding someone who appreciates my toxicity, but they can't be toxic. That's not allowed. Only I can be toxic. But I guess what I mean by that is that, like, ooh, sometimes I really do just want to, like, look through every single thing in that person's phone.
For me, it's, like, more of, like, a curiosity. Like,
no, it's anthropology.
It's an artistic process.
Yes.
I'm like, who will I discover about the person you are? Because I was listening to this really fascinating podcast about a documentary maker making a podcast about people reflecting on the process of making documentary. And she had all the participants listen to her podcast before she published it. And they were like, it doesn't feel like me. And she was like, but it feels like what I feel like you are. And there's something about the way that other people perceive you that exposes to you what the real you is.
Whoa.
And I think that's really interesting. And that's why I would love to go through someone's phone.
No, totally.
And documentary.
It's the way that I tried to hack into two of my ex's phones. After we broke up. Yeah.
Oh.
I hate that I'm admitting this right now.
Similar.
Because I still know my exes. And they still think I'm crazy, but that's okay.
Yeah.
No, I was in the right. But I wasn't for that. That was me being, like, toxic after the breakup.
I mean, I have a confession that I could share right now, but it's actually too much.
Okay, first I'll say that. Can I tell you how much I spent trying to hack into these phones because I was so distraught?
Please.
It's so bad.
How much?
$850. Just of these scamming, hacking people that weren't going to do anything, but I was just young and in love and sad and depressed and on so many hormones.
What?
I can't believe that I'm admitting this. This is crazy. And, like, it's illegal, but nothing happened because I was just giving money to people who were scamming me. So there's that. I don't do that anymore. I'm in therapy. Don't worry.
I had no clue you were that toxic.
I was that toxic.
I mean, no shame. I think we're all allowed to be our worst selves with our partners.
Even with our ex-partners. I'm so embarrassed that I just said that.
Let me reevaluate the statement I just said. I think love makes us crazy.
No, totally. It's the hormones. Okay. Yeah. Anyways, I promise that I'm not that toxic. It was a different time in my life. I was really depressed. I was on the pill.
So what changed?
I'm off the pill. That's the only thing that's changed. No, I've grown up. It's fine. Therapy. Let's see if anybody else is as toxic as me. Go on.
So this is, the headline is, why do guys act like they don't care in front of their friends? I, 18F, have been talking to a guy, 25M, for a few months at this point, but he acts like a completely different person when his friends are around. He, like, tries to act cool, and he does that by putting me down. And then when I confront him about it in private, he says he's just joking, and that's how guys act around each other. When it's just me and him, he's so sweet. Literally one of the nicest guys I've ever been with. What advice do we have to her?
I hate him.
First of all, again, 18F, 25M, breakup.
Yeah.
Like, not to engage in age gap discourse.
But we must. Because I think about it, I got into a relationship with a guy when I was, like, 18. And he is my age now, 24. And I cannot imagine dating an 18-year-old.
Unfathomable.
Yeah. It's insane to me, actually.
I say that.
Yeah.
I did once fly to Sydney to go on a date with a guy twice my age.
But again, I think it's up to the older person.
Yeah. In my head, I'm like, creepy for him. I'm having fun.
Yeah. It's not our fault at all, you know? But, like, we are
me,
never
the 24-year-old
wrong.
Booking flights to Sydney.
We're never wrong. But it is the fault. I think especially at, like, such an impressionable age. Like, I was literally just out of high school. Like, it was, like, my first year of uni, you know?
100%.
And that's, like, insane to me that I was in a relationship like that.
So, yeah. First advice, break up. Second advice, he's a shithead, break up with him. Like, if people care more about impressing their friends and if their friends value, like, being fake and vapid and empty, break up with him and tell him to break up with his friends.
Yeah.
You know, everyone needs to break everything up.
No, totally. Again, if people are showing you who they are, listen.
So true.
And that doesn't matter, like, even if it's, like, different, like, with you. You know what's the hardest part, though? Her closest friends, are going to give her this advice, right?
Yeah.
To break up with him.
Yeah.
But even if this was, like, my actual closest friend, they are not going to listen. And that's okay.
No.
And you just have to let your friend go through it and come out the other end. And then do a comedy set with the character development that she has gotten, you know?
Well, it's actually quite annoying because I'm like, you know, you're asking for this advice, but I'm like, I think you're going to fight for him. And it's like, don't. But you know what? You do have to make your mistakes.
Yeah. And we all go through it. And that's okay. But hopefully you go through it and you don't go under it. Did that make sense?
That was really profound, Simran.
Yeah, thanks. So I am a writer. Yeah, it's true.
I think the key takeaway here from all of this is actually the pursuit of romance is inherently flawed and we should prioritize friendships.
Listen back to our previous episode about how we are obsessed with friendship. Do you think it's just because we're single?
Yeah. Look, I think that does play a part in it, but I'm also like, I don't know, I can't imagine a boy making me not want to appreciate you.
Ah, shut up. Wow. Damn, I just cried a little bit. Okay, before I give away any other of my toxic traits, let's check out really quickly, please, and thank you. I can't say anymore. Ah, I'm scared.
Simran, what is a chore you really don't want to do?
Ooh, I think it's clean my air fryer. I don't know what goes on in there, but it's none of my business. That's for sure. You?
I don't want to put my clean clothes away in my closet.
Totally.
Because I put some clothes in the dryer, which is in the garage the other day, and we since lost the garage remote, so to properly put my clothes away, we need to find a garage remote first.
Totally, totally.
And I'm just like, I'll survive.
And you've milked that, haven't you?
Thanks so much for listening. This has been Broadly Relevant. We'd love it if you could leave a cheeky little review on your favorite podcast app, and we'll see you next week.
Have fun. Bye. Why did I say have fun?